Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 16th of April, recording at 9:02 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights on another interesting day. Global stock markets really quite strong across the boards. Wall Street closing out, well, not quite closing out, or the tape must be a little bit slow, but right up at the high of the day. Here, up 107 points in the Dow. NASDAQ and S&P doing even better. Both up over 1%. And European stock markets had some heady gains in here today. Hang Seng, among a strong Asian sector generally, he was outstanding, up over 2%. And in government bonds, now this is really quite interesting because they had been very soft, but the futures prices for the US Treasuries, gilts, and bunds all rallied in here today. Mind you, some of them are looking a little bit overstretched on the downside. And in terms of the US dollar, this is generally soft. The U.S. dollar index has been hovering a little above, mostly above and a little below the 82 level overall. And we have a dollar strong against the yen, up at 119.73, so the yen is even weaker. And in metals, well, this was a bit of a seesaw day in here. In precious metals, at any rate, we had rallies that were then followed by a sell-off, which was quite sharp for silver. Give you an idea of the range. Here we had silver Silver touched $14.16. That's on the May contract. At one point earlier today, then slumped to 13.82, and then recovered, and in after-hours trading, it's around 14.08. Gold similarly dipped, spot bullion dipped down to, well, it started at on the upside, got up to about 691.26, then fell to 683.55. Trading now at 6.90 and 50 cents. So nice bounce back there. Similar action across the sector. In industrial metals, only nickel was down today, and it wasn't down very much. The commodities that were down were soft commodities, generally. Well, all the ones that I've looked at were easier in here today. And crude oil, that had dropped, well, it had been up in the morning, dropped quite sharply down to 62.55, then bounced back. It's currently 63.65. That's well off the highs for the day, but it is up 2 cents. So a little bit of choppy activity in here, except for stock markets, which were just mostly firm. Okay. So what's going on here? Well, the bottom line, as far as the stock markets are concerned, is they are trending in here rather than ranging. Now, there is both good news and bad news in that. The good news is this is one of those make hay while the sun shines situations, and my goodness, is the sun shining here in the UK. I think we're in our third week here without any rain. But I digress. The bad news is that this rate of advance is creating overextended conditions once again, and will almost certainly be followed by another reaction. And what are reactions like? Well, the sharper ones, the more severe ones, are like the one that commenced on the 27th of February. That probably won't happen again, or at least not quite in that same manner. The next one may be involve more ranging, maybe a little bit slower, but you never know. But the point is that markets are in form right now, and they are appreciating in most instances, in many instances, at rates that are not sustainable really beyond the short term, short to medium term. You can go on this way for perhaps a couple of months or so, again, not sustainable beyond that short to medium term, and then will inevitably give way to a sharpish reaction. I don't see a greater risk than that at this stage, and for there to be a greater risk, we would need to see sharply higher long-dated government bond yields. We would need to see the crude oil price spiking on the upside, and probably the least important of these, but I've cited them all on, so I'll run through them again, would be the U.S. dollar's decline accelerating. Well, the dollar is certainly very soft in here, but it's not accelerating. It's been a ranging decline overall. So that's what we've got during a third year of a U.S. presidential election cycle, which is the most bullish year on average overall. And what sectors are really doing well in here? Well, this mining area remains red hot. Just terrific action. I am very happy to be overweight in that sector. And the European stock markets are doing extremely well. A number of the Asian stock markets are doing extremely well. Not Japan, which is still bogged down in that range. It had a good rally in here today. The Nikkei and the topics had good rallies in here today. The second section was weak, and the bank's performance was fairly feeble. So until those banks improve, I think we might not get that good a move overall. Incidentally, the U.S. banks improved in here quite sharply. Good gains in Citigroup, for instance. That was quite strong. That's important because we're not going to go anywhere in a big way on the upside without a decent performance from the bank shares. And they're just not performing in Japan right now. Whereas some of the other markets that had been in lengthy ranging phases are doing considerably better. South Korea is one that's often been mentioned in here, and in comment of the day with articles and reports and so on, and also Taiwan. The whole China sector is doing well. And India had a great day on Friday and surged in here today. It's still a laggard overall, never quite fell enough for me to feel I couldn't resist the temptation to go back in, but I'm glad that I held on to what I had in this excellent long-term bull market. Okay, government bonds, I don't think we can see more than a technical rally. I'd love to see a good technical rally because that would create short opportunities, and I've been distracted by too many other things. I should have done more shorting of the bonds after their last rallies than dabbling around in some of the soft commodities where I have found it difficult to make money. You know, it's a win one, lose one type of situation. The precious metals, I increased my precious metals positions fairly significantly here today on this little dip. I started too soon, but I did buy a fair amount more in gold and silver. Mind you, I had very little silver, having been stopped out early last week and only bought a little of it back on, or bought back a quarter of it on Friday. But again, the patterns do look quite promising to me overall. Now, I don't expect gold to sprint here without showing an improvement against a number of the other currencies. And there's a good email in here today comparing gold to the Australian dollar. You'll see that when I complete this audio and then get the website updated. I did a lot of emails here today to catch up before I go away for the family wedding. And so I do like that precious metal sector, as you know. Also, the uranium story just remains piping hot in here. I had an email coming in saying that there's going to be a U.S. futures contract on that. I hadn't heard anything about that previously. Some articles on that or reports would be certainly interesting, and I'm sure will be forthcoming from thoughtful members of the collective. And I've written about that a little bit. And I think that's pretty much it here, except oil taking a breather and gasoline, a little bit of selling pressure in here today. That has had one heck of a move on the upside recently, so it's probably a bit overdue for a consolidation. So that's it. That's it, folks. I'll be recording again tomorrow, but will be, as I mentioned in comment of the day, on Friday. I will be away Thursday, Friday. I'll be away Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.